Welcome to the February edition of Wiltshire Masonic News. The newsletter opens with words from the Provincial Grand Master. In February, there is everything to hope for and nothing to regret. It has been said that February is merely as long as is needed to pass the time until March, which seems a little unfair, given it is the month most associated with love and romance. Who could or would forget that the 14th is Valentine's Day? It is also the month when people gift teddy bears to their loved ones as a token of love, and is celebrated every year on the 10th of February. The subject of teddy bears is very relevant now, as this year, Teddies for Loving Care is being relaunched with a vibrant new image, superb promotional support, and a brand new range of stunningly attractive teddy bears. There are also new guidelines on how we as a province promote Teddies for Loving Care in the press, news media, and in lodge advertising. As the guidelines are quite detailed, I would ask you to liaise with the provincial communication team before embarking on any promotional activity relating to this superb charity. I am always pleased to hear from lodge secretaries, especially when they have good news to impart. Just before Christmas, Brother Merv Johns organised a Christmas lunch at the Planks, Swindon, for Highworth Lodge members, their friends, Masonic and otherwise, and families. The event was very well attended and supported by friends from other local lodges. A raffle held at the event, to be expected if Merv is organising an event, raised over £600 for motor neuron disease research, in memory of Brother Terry Roberts, a member of Highworth Lodge who died from the illness. In January, Steve Lee and Dave Logan held the first of their Finding Your Feet seminars in Salisbury and Swindon. The events were well supported, with many of those who attended reporting that the presentations, content, and especially the opportunity to ask questions, was a great help as they embarked on their Masonic journey of discovery. The Learning and Development team continued their programme in February with two sessions entitled Taking the Next Step. Sally and I received many invitations to attend events throughout the province and were honoured to be invited to the annual lunch of the Chippenham branch of the Wiltshire Masonic Widows Association. We also attended a charity evening hosted by the City Lodge, No. 5955 in Salisbury. In February, I will join members of Gooch Lodge, No. 1295, as they celebrate 150 years of Freemasonry in Swindon. I'm particularly looking forward to reading an updated history of the lodge compiled by the very worshipful brother Maurice Lyfield and produced by worshipful brother Gary Dolphin. The communication team take their work very seriously, as many of you will appreciate, but even I was amazed and delighted to see in the first week of January a notice advertising the annual provincial Grand Lodge meeting in Salisbury on Thursday the 1st of October. I know it may seem a little previous, but it does mean that you can make any necessary arrangements and put the date in your diary. Lodge of Rectitude No. 335 welcomed Christine Chapman as their first guest speaker for the 7th Rectitude Essay, which will be held on Monday the 18th of May. Christine is the Grand Master of the Honourable Fraternity of Ancient Freemasons, and I'm sure her views on women's Freemasonry and the role of the HFAF will prove to be of great interest. I do look forward to welcoming Christine to Wiltshire. Make a note of the date. OK, we know it's 9 months away, but we are often asked to remind brethren when and where Provincial Grand Lodge will be meeting. So this year, every month from now until October, we're going to promote the annual meeting. After all, it is the most important meeting in the provincial calendar. If you've never attended Provincial Grand Lodge, why not make it a resolution to do so this year? In fact, why not plan a visit with other members of your lodge, enjoy a leisurely lunch in Salisbury, and support your province at 2:30 in the City Hall on Thursday the 1st of October this year? Is responding to an email difficult? I guess there isn't a lodge secretary or dining steward who hasn't on one occasion or another asked this question. In fact, as they read this, I imagine a wry smile will crease their faces. And yet, it is a question worth asking. And who knows, perhaps my postbag will be filled with erudite responses. I recall asking a brother why he hadn't responded to an email from me in respect of a master's dinner. His answer surprised me, as he patiently explained that as he hadn't replied to the invitation extended to him, it was manifestly clear he wasn't attending the event. It was difficult to fault the logic, even though the invitation did specifically include the acronym RSVP. But then, perhaps French wasn't his strongest subject. The matter of responding to a summons, invitation or notification is both a courtesy and an assistance. A courtesy to senders, as they have taken the time to correspond with you, and an assistance, as your attendance or absence might materially affect any planning being undertaken by the event organisers. Finally, email makes responding so easy. Please give it a go. Place your feet together, heel to heel, toe to toe. To which you may ask, why is this so important? I would suggest that it is only from this position that the next instruction can be given to and be properly understood by the candidate. Invariably, instruction is to turn out your right foot in the form of a square. Equally, it could be step off with your left foot. In either case, it's much easier to do if you start from a fixed position of feet together, heel to heel, toe to toe. Whichever instruction is given, it should never be necessary for a deacon to use his wand of office to manoeuvre the candidate's feet into the correct position. And the air ambulance lands at... Salisbury and Radnor Lodge Secretary Christopher Egremont was on hand to snap a few images as the air ambulance landed in the Elizabeth Gardens. The yellow and green Bell 429 helicopter is a familiar sight as its skilled pilots deliver specialist paramedics to accident scenes throughout the county. This year is a particularly special one for the air ambulance as it celebrates 30 years of operation and countless lives have been saved since the helicopter began operating in 1990. Now located in a purpose-built site at Semington, Wiltshire Air Ambulance is a registered charity which relies on donations to keep saving lives. It is not funded directly by the government and receives no national lottery grants. Is your lodge supporting TLC? This year sees the launch of the new TLC logo, and later in the year we will receive the first delivery of the new design bears. We think it's safe to say that we can guarantee that you will love the new face of Eddie the Bear, and more importantly, we're sure the youngsters who receive a teddy bear will love him too. As part of the 2020 We Love TLC Teddies for Loving Care Wiltshire campaign, Brother Ian Lever has produced a display card and a TLC money box, which has been designed especially to collect any loose change you may have, either when you are at the bar or the festive board. Our Every Penny Counts campaign collection boxes will be available from the 1st of February, and we hope you will support the important programme of providing teddies to the province's two general hospitals. Taking the next step. Following on from the success of the first two Finding Your Feet events, the Learning and Development team is preparing to welcome you to Swindon and Salisbury as you think about taking the next step on your Masonic journey of discovery. After two successful Finding Your Feet events, Steve Lee, David Logan and the team look forward to welcoming you as you join them at either venue on Saturday the 15th of February in Salisbury and on the 22nd in Swindon. A bold new look for 2020. When I was asked to research designing and sourcing a new tie, I must confess I did ask the question, which I knew some of our brethren would ask, which was, do we really need a new tie? I also knew that no matter what I thought or what is written in this article, there will always be some who say, no, we don't. But are they right? Did you know that the province has had its present tie for 8 years, which in Masonic terms might be an insignificant period of time, but in marketing speak, is positively antediluvian? That really is ancient. On a more prosaic note, it is also the case that we have no stock of the old tie, and our current supplier has ceased trading, which forced us to consider our options for the future. The new ties, together with a new pocket square, is produced in an easy-to-tie weave. The Oxford blue background features two iconic symbols. The first, the Stones of Stonehenge, justifiably lay claim to being the single image which can be said to characterise Wiltshire, and immediately identifiable with the province. For Freemasons, the square encompasses, in their many and varied forms, represent who we are and what we represent, and it is for this reason they share star billing with the Stones of Stonehenge on both ties and the pocket square. We are sure they will guarantee instant recognition, and if not, will undoubtedly evoke an inquiry which will enable you to proudly speak about the twin heritage of county and fraternity. The province is acutely aware that for many brethren, buying new ties not necessarily high on their agenda. As such, the Provincial Grand Master has stated that the old tie can be worn for as long as you wish, with the new tie being optional. However, he hopes that brethren will eventually choose to wear the new tie. The blade tie and pocket square will retail for £10 each, and the bow tie will cost £15. Initial orders can be placed through your lodge secretary, with first supplies being anticipated to arrive towards the end of March and be available from early April. We anticipate setting up an online ordering service, which will be accessible through the provincial website. A small post and packaging charge will be made for this service. We hope you've enjoyed this month's newsletter.